Okay. My name is Cheryl Ramsey. Today's date is February 23rd, 2008. I will be interviewing Mrs. Evelyn Lee Clements, or Evelyn Lee Patterson Clements, and her daughter, Charlotte Clements. I know I already asked you, but if you don't mind saying again, when and where were you born?
I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 12/10/24.
Okay. And you, Miss Clements?
I was born here in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Roanoke? Do you mind if I say Miss Evelyn?
You can just call me Evelyn if you like. That's fine. How long have I been here?
Yes, ma'am.
About 50-some years, 55, maybe about 60 years. I don't live here 60. Well, maybe so.
What caused you all to move to Roanoke?
Well, I had an uncle and aunt who lived here, had lived here all their lives. And the aunt was like a mother to me, and she wanted me to come and live with her. She had lost her family, her mother and her father, and her son was sickly, and so I liked Roanoke, always did. So she said, well, come. Well, actually, when I came to stay with her. And after I got here and stayed for a while, I liked it so much better until I just found myself living here, in that that's what she wanted me to do anyway.
And what made you stay in Roanoke, I guess?
I haven't been led to go elsewhere yet. So this is just my home. And until I'm led to go elsewhere, then I'll make that move. But I've never really had the desire to leave Roanoke yet.
Okay. Can you describe your home for us, or what it was like growing up in Roanoke, or how old were you when you came to Roanoke?
When I came to Roanoke, well, my mother's home was in Rocky Mount, so through the years, even before I came here to live, we were always here. Every summer she'd bring us down to be with her parents until they died. What was it like growing up?
Mm-hmm. Or your childhood, some of the things that you remember. How old were you when you started living in Roanoke?
I was an adult when I came here to live.
Okay.
But prior to living here, as I said, I was always here every summer anyway, visiting here and in Rocky Mount. My mother's family, they were Bouchers.
Okay. How are the summers here? Or what, do you remember what you used to do when you came in the summertime?
Well, what did I do? My aunt kept me moving all the time because she loved to go. So we went to the dance, and during that time, that's when they had the dances and all that at the Civic Center. It wasn't the Civic Center then, but it was something similar to the Civic Center in Northeast.
On Henry Street?
Huh?
Was it on Henry Street?
No, it wasn't on Henry Street. It was I can't even remember back where it was, but it wasn't on Henry Street. We used to go through Henry Street all the time. That was the place to be. At that time, Henry Street, because the activities were there. But this wasn't on Henry Street where they had the dances and all the big bands used to come there. And this is where you met the people you knew, your friends and all of that. I can't think of it.
But it was in Northeast?
Huh?
It was in Northeast?
It was in Northeast, yes. It was in Northeast, and they had this place like as a civic center, but it wasn't the civic center. As a matter of fact, at that time, the civic center wasn't even in the place.
Mm-hmm. How did you get from there? You had to walk from there, from here to there, or?
When you say from here,
from south,
transportation.
Transportation.
Well, actually,
or the city bus.
That brings me back to another question you asked me, where did I live? I did live with my aunt who was living in Northeast, and that's where I was at the time, on 7th Avenue Northeast. How about that? I remember that, 7th Avenue Northeast. Okay. That was my aunt. And my uncle always drove a car. He would see that we got where we said we were going, then he would come back and pick us up, bring us back home. Okay, that was that.
So, did you go to school any here?
No.
Okay, but no. You did. Where did you go to school?
I went to all the black elementary schools, and then I went to
Is that Harrison?
That started out as being Loudoun Avenue, Lincoln Terrace. From Lincoln Terrace to Kirk Park had just started being built, so we had to go to Gilmer for a couple of weeks until her park was finished. So I was at Gilmer for a couple of weeks, and then I went to her park. So from her park to Harrison, from Harrison to Lee Junior, which was downtown at the Crossroad Municipal Building. And then from Lee Junior to Jefferson. So I graduated from Jefferson High School.
And that's the administration building now. Okay. And what was your child like? Childhood?
We was growing up, we didn't have the sidewalks like we have sidewalks now, you know, so it was like sitting on the bank of the yard and everybody was playing with everybody else. All the children's parents, were your mother. So at that time, if a parent got after you, of course your parent knew, because they would call and everything. And we lived next door to Jimmy Cook. So we grew up together, so all the neighbors played together and everything. You couldn't be mischievous but so much, because like we said, all the parents were our mothers.
The Turner children lived next door, twins.
Yeah, the twins, Penny and Peggy Turner, they were next door. I walked to school, walked to her park, so we walked to school, and then later on, I wasn't bus, but I was on the school bus, but I got a chance to ride the city bus. So certain schools I had to ride the city bus to get to where I had to go. Was I bus to Loudoun Avenue? That I don't remember. I don't know about Loudoun and the Terrace. I
thought we took it, drove me to.
My head, because I really don't remember riding the bus during that time. Parents back there was very, very strict. You know, very strict. You couldn't do this so much. As you like to, you know, as you get old, you know, you want to have a party and everything. So back during my time, it was house parties. Mm-hmm. So everybody went to the homes to have the house parties and everything. So it wasn't clubs. Clubs came much later, you know. Little things. Teachers back then could discipline you, whereas now teachers can't do that. But you got disciplined by your teachers, you know, you got spanked or whatever, you know, of course. Your parents found out about that, so you really couldn't act up for so much even in school. Going to Lee Junior, that change, that transition was kind of rough.
Why is that?
Due to prejudice and everything, it was very rough.
Was Lee Jefferson integrated or?
Yeah, Lee Junior was integrated.
Where was Lee Junior? Where was
Lee
that?
Junior was
it across from Municipal?
Yeah, okay. Lee Junior was downtown, and that was the beginning. You know, of course, you had teachers were a lot of the teachers were prejudiced, but what really helped the black children were we called Daddy Hackley, Mr. Hackley. He was there. Also, he was at Harrison, but he ended up being at Lee Junior.
He was a teacher?
He was a teacher. Mary Hackley. Mary Hackley's husband.
Okay.
And what helped us a lot was that we would have meetings in the auditorium. And it was the old type of auditorium, set up like the old movie theaters, you know, so it was like that type.
Like the Jefferson Center?
Like the old Jefferson, like that, like, and like that. And what helped us a lot, we would have meetings to discuss what was going on. He would help us out. So we would talk to him, you know, then he would go back and relay and everything. We'd try to get the other teachers in because, it was just a lot. So it was a learning experience that we had to go through. And from there to Jefferson, it had gotten better, you know. Still there, but not as much like it was at Lee Junior. So it had gotten a lot better and everything.
And why did you have to go to Lee Junior?
Because of the area that I was in, okay. In the Southwest. Now, my sister went to Addison. She went to Addison. I ended up going to Jefferson, Lee Junior and Jefferson. I once thought about transferring to go to Addison. And then I just changed my mind and decided to stay in the area that I was in. I graduated in 71. I think in 72, they finally closed Jefferson High School. I think it was in 72.
Did you go to college?
I didn't go to college. I went to airline school for a while, but I did not go to college.
Okay. And Ms. Summerlin, were you able to go to college?
I went to college for 2 years in West Virginia, Bluefield.
Okay. And how was that? Was that a different experience than?
It was different, but I think it was not the kind of difference that maybe Charlotte experienced in going, because I was still around a lot of my friends and. It wasn't integrated then. It just wasn't integrated. And a lot of the people I knew already anyway. Okay. So that helped a great deal. It was just the lack of money that I didn't finish. Okay. We just didn't have it. We were poor, very, very poor. We just didn't have it.
Well, as far as your childhood, do you recall... Any things that you all would do at home, sit around the radio listening to things,
we did
on different kind of outings? Or?
We went on a lot of picnics. And of course, you know, we couldn't go swim or anything. So my parents took us on picnics. We didn't go out and, you know. And
did you go to any areas around, or where did you go to?
It's different areas where you travel back and forth. You have little picnic tables, and we would all go out. You know, we would have our food in the basket, and you know, and a tablecloth and everything. And we would sit out, and we would eat and everything. You know, and then finally we started going up on the Parkway.
That was my favorite place.
But the Parkway.
Yes.
Do you still go up there, or visit that area?
Not since I lost my husband, Doc. But prior to that, we still would go up there.
Now, during the summer, we would go to, my sister and I, we would go to Atlantic City, New Jersey. And, because my grandmother lived in Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. So during the summer, we would go there and go to the beach, you know, boardwalk, yeah. And do that for the summer, a lot of the summers. Because here in Roanoke, we couldn't go swimming or anything.
But
I do remember certain times where, Woolworth downtown, where you could go in and the blacks had to go, when they allowed you, the blacks had to go downstairs to eat while the Caucasian could eat upstairs. I do remember that. And during that time, my sister and some of her classmates, Reverend Wilkinson, they protested to get that changed. So she was in that march and everything. But I do remember we couldn't eat in Walmart. You had to go downstairs away from the Caucasians. Didn't like that. It wasn't a good experience at all. Going to Rocky Mount, there used to be a place where... they would have a sign that said color in the back to get hot dogs. They had great hot dogs. But the whites could go in the front, but the blacks had to go in the back on the side to eat. And a lot of times we would stop. I remember going in with my father, you know, to purchase hot dogs and things. But we always had to go in the back to the side to get in.
And are there other stories that you, either of you, remember that any good memories, bad memories of growing up in Roanoke, or things that stand out as something that might have happened back then that you'll never forget, kind of?
can't think of any exciting moments, but I always enjoyed being in Roanoke. It had, when I was young, it did have a lot to offer in the way of friendship. The people were closer here. When I came to Roanoke, I came here from Atlantic City, because mm-hmm. my parents were living there then. And it was a close-knit relationship with the people here in Roanoke. That's why I think I ended up here living all together, because my aunt wanted me here. And then the closeness in the people, with the people.
Are there any places that you remember visiting, any stores or shops that maybe not there anymore?
Hieronymus.
Okay.
They had a Hieronymus downtown then. And
Cresses.
Oh, yeah, Cresses. Yes.
Where was that?
It was on Camel Avenue.
Okay.
What's that shoe store used to be on Salem Avenue? On Camel Avenue.
Shoe store.
That's Solanera Shoes. That was the only place I could get shoes, because my feet are narrow. So they specialized in narrow shoes. What was the name of that store?
I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
Are there any places that were here then that are no longer here that you miss and like you wish were still here? And or
some of those stores that I just mentioned, especially for the shoes, because
uh-huh.
I have a hard time getting shoes. I really do. They just forget about people that have narrow feet. They just only specialize in large feet, wide feet, and they forget about the narrow feet. So I really do have a hard time getting shoes. So I wish that particular store was back.
I can't think of the name of it. They moved out to Towers for a while. You remember? They right there. I don't know. I've forgotten the name also.
I miss Woolworths, because Woolworths was a store that carried everything. And I went to Norfolk a lot of years back, and they had a Woolworth there. And I saw a lot of things in that store that I had not seen since I was a child. It's like, oh, I didn't know they still had this, you know. So I was very excited. I just walked around and looked to see what they had, and it reminded me the store that used to be here, you know. And it's like, I just didn't realize that it existed anymore, because it wasn't here in Roanoke. So that brought back a lot of memories for me. Then they used to have a soda. It was a grape soda. It wasn't a knee-high soda. But it used to be a soda. It was in a cute little bottle, small bottle. It had the best taste grape, you know, grape soda. The taste was very good, smooth. And I happened to go to, in Norfolk, I happened to go to this store, and the man was carrying it. And it's like, whoa. This is, you know, and this was a soda that was way back, and here he's carrying it in his store, and of course I purchased it and everything, but I can't remember the name of it. But like I said, it wasn't knee-high.
Fango.
Huh?
Fango.
It wasn't Fango. I don't think it was Fango. But I remember at the corner store, our store used to carry it, you know, in the neighborhood, and like I said, I hadn't seen it in centuries, and to go there and see the, you know, these things there, they have it. I miss little things like that, yeah.
Did you ever go to any of the, I guess, the nightlife or whatever in the Gainesboro area, the Dumas or any of the concerts?
Oh, yeah, we went to the concert. I don't know that you would. Did you get together? My husband and I did.
What do you remember, who you saw, any entertainers or anything like that?
Yeah, early on we met a lot of the bands and mm-hmm. those big Jimmy, can't remember their names either. The fact that you're asking me, if you weren't asking me, they would all come back to my thing. I can't think of them now. Not even my favorite one.
The big bands?
Oh, yes. All of the big band leaders used to come here. But I can't remember the names of them. It seems so long ago.
Well, if you think
she used to do a lot of dancing. They used to. She come in that town where they, you know, the guys would throw them over top of the shoulders and go between
the legs. Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. I can't do that during that time. My girlfriend used to do all of that. Oh yeah, my sister. Yes, but not.
Jigabug and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but you came wrong good time to jigabug it. All the old dances we did. Isn't that something? I can't even think of my favorite band. This I can see his face in my imagination. He was big. Camp Bases.
Is that okay?
I believe it was Camp Bases.
He came to Run Up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
All the popular band leaders came, at that time, came to Run Up. Cab Calloway.
Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington.
Mm-hmm. All of them, they were here. They would. Duke Ellington, was he here? Yeah, I guess he was. He was popular at that time. At one time or other, he was here. And they came to this place in Northeast that I can't think of the name of it. That wasn't the Civic Center. But it was a place that would slightly related to that.
I think one of the other people mentioned, but I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah. They mentioned the movie theater.
Yeah, the movie theater.
Also, the A&M.
When I was coming along, it was 10 cents to go to the movies.
I said,
10 cents. Mm-hmm.
Did you do that often? Go to them?
I cannot think of that place, name of that place where we did. We went to all those dances and things. American Legion. Was that it? I believe it was American Legion.
I think it was American something. I think it was at least American something.
Legion Hall.
Okay.
That's where they had all the entertainments. And it would be comfortable to the Civic Center now. But you had all the big stuff there. That was it, the American Legion. Thank you.
What kind of... just to get a community atmosphere going on, what kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Well, I graduated from cosmetology school in Philadelphia, so I had my own business here for years.
And wow.
While my children were young, I had a beauty business in my home so that I could work, help my husband with the bills, and still be with my children. So I did that. Okay, after years of doing that, about 20, then I went to school and finished up being a LPN. And I worked and retired from the VA Medical Center. Okay. And I have, since I retired, I worked at most of the nursing homes and such around here on, you know, because they're always short anyway. Until I had my knee replaced, but now I'm not doing anything but wasting away. But I have worked just about all of my life. With the hair and then with the nursing, and I thoroughly enjoyed. I always loved what I was doing. Enjoyed it too.
And what were you doing, or what have you done?
Have worked with children, and right now I'm back with the children. I call them the little people. So that's where I am. I work with the children. I have worked with teenagers, but I prefer the children.
Okay. Do you, either of you all use the public library for anything?
Well, I don't now.
Gainesboro or things like that.
Okay. Usually when I usually go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I usually go to downtown. I very, very seldom go to Gainesboro. Mm-hmm. I usually go downtown. Or either I go to the one that's on... Selden Turnpike.
The Melrose Library. Melrose Branch.
Because that's mm-hmm. closer to me. It's really close to me.
Okay. Let's see. Do you all remember any strong community leaders, either in your time or yours, sort of like your activists, things like that? You mentioned Hackley. Was it?
Mr. Hackley.
Or anyone else?
A. Byron Smith for me, okay. And his wife. As his wife was one of my teachers in nursing school.
Okay. What kind of role did they play, or did she play in your life? Just a role model?
She was definitely a role model, a good role model in every way that she was just a real person that you looked, sort of expected to be there. You were glad that she was there for everything. If you needed to talk, she was good for that. If you needed to know about what you should or shouldn't do, she was up on that. And what else? She was just a good role model for me, she was.
Do you recall how Roanoke has changed? I know I've talked to some of the other people where you couldn't go on certain sides of the tracks or certain areas, and now I guess you can. Do you remember other things that Roanoke has changed over the years that stand out, or the environment, how people have changed, or anything like that?
That's the biggest change that has happened since I've been here, was the fact that you can go anywhere you want to now, and you can, if you're not made welcome, you don't have to be made welcome. You just know you can do it, so you do it, and you enjoy doing it.
And back then, you didn't feel welcome. I talked to a lady where they had the signs over the water fountains.
Right.
Or the places to eat and things like that.
You go in the train station, they had this whites-only block. Did they use color? Color was the term they used. Yeah. Over the water fountains, the toilets, and wherever you went. But it had to be divided, or you just didn't come in there. Mm. That was true in the train station, the bus terminal, because the buses used to come through here going to all parts, and it was like that then.
Well, you had to sit in the back of the bus.
No, not here you didn't.
Okay.
But my husband's home was in Rocky Mountain. You certainly had to sit in the back over there.
Okay.
But here in Roanoke, you didn't. You could leave out of here on a bus sitting anywhere you want to. But then after you got
out of the certain area, out of the Roanoke area,
they would come and move you to the colored section. Hmm. It was something. It really was something. I had a difficult time getting used to that. That was so new to me.
It wasn't like that in Philadelphia?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Did you ever hear any stories of slavery from your parents or anything like that, or those type of situations?
From my aunts and things, I did. Not from my parents. I don't know that. My mother's mother was Indian, and I don't know that they ever encountered slavery. I know they heard about it because we heard about it. But not from them.
Do you recount any stories that have been passed down or that you've told?
Not even from my father, because every so often I used to ask him about my grandfather. His family, his mother, were they slaves and things? And he used to tell me no, you know. And I know somewhere along the line, you know, it had to have been. Because the spelling of our name has been changed, Clements. I have a cousin in Rocky Mountain that looks up all the history and everything. Our name used to be spelled a different way, and somehow or another it's now C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S. So I know somewhere along that line there had to have been slaves within our family. But apparently my father didn't know anything about
it. I think what they encountered might have been so painful they just didn't bother to talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I gathered from a lot of people.
I know with my own father there were things that I could tell he just didn't want to talk about it, and didn't bother to ask him because we could see it made him uncomfortable. Talking about whatever we ask him. And since it wasn't that important to us, then it is now, but it wasn't then. We just didn't ask him things that we could have asked him that we would have been the wiser about situations, circumstances. But this uncle that I came to live with here, he would talk about how he was treated by different people who lived in the neighborhood, white people. Like, I don't even remember those, but I know it was very, very unpleasant.
And you don't remember any of those type of instances?
No, I think the same thing happened to me that happened to them. It was so unpleasant till I just lost it. Just
blocked it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you, Charlotte, you remember anything like that that stands out? That
mine is with the schools and jobs, you know, same old that you have now, you know, at some places.
What were the jobs like back then for men and women?
How you just... It's like they just get over you, you know, over you and just do things that they should not be doing and talk to you in a kind of way. And like I said, the schools, you know, with the children, you know, trying to get along with the blacks trying to get along with whites, and you got to go through that. And they want to fight and all of this, and they don't want you here and blah, blah, you know. So it's the same old, I can truly say I finally got to the point in my life where I was truly hating white people. I wasn't disliking them. I was hating them. And that was the first time in my life I had ever really truly experienced that. And I didn't like that. And so what I had to do, I had to go before the Father and pray about that, to release that, because it had a hold on me, because I had gone through so much, you know, off and on, and I had just finally gotten tired of the same old, on different things, on especially with jobs. So I had, for, I think, at least about a month or two, I was just hating white people. I didn't want to see nothing on television about blacks, what blacks had gone through, you know, the pictures. I just didn't want to be around whites, you know. And it finally is, and it's a feeling you really truly don't want to have, because it eats at you at the same time. But once I had started praying about it, and I could feel it leaving, that release, I was totally different. And I haven't felt like that since then. There's a lot of things I don't like, and I get upset about, but I've never gotten to the point where I was truly, truly hate it, because you can say, I hate this, I hate that, but I can truly say I was hating, you know, the police during that time, you know, they weren't doing people right. I didn't like that. The cars that they had, that was the blue and the white, I resented that. Once they changed over to the white, it's like, yeah, you know, now they gone to the black and the white. I don't like that, because it reminds me when it used to be blue and white. And I'm beginning now to start running to a lot of policemen, the policemen that's dishonest and lying and stuff. So that takes me back to my childhood. So I've gotten to the point now, like when I see a policeman, if I don't run up on that black car, if I can see it ahead of time, sometimes I will change and go a different direction. I just don't like some of the things that I see in Roanoke, you know. There's some things, a lot of things have changed, and I still think there's some things that still have not changed.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they will change, mm-hmm. But when it comes to policemen now, it's like I'm back to where I used to be when I was coming up, you know. Even though I saw a policeman in the white car, they could be prejudiced, but my thinking is not there. But when I see the black and the white car now, to me, everybody's prejudiced. And that's what I see when I see it, you know. So it just goes back to how it used to be when I was coming up. And so I'm not particularly liking that, you know, liking those cars. Like I said, there's some things that still could change. Seems like just haven't changed, but it has gotten better throughout the years.
Different things happening. Changing. Well, is there anything else that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with me, or that we could
think of? Well, for me, for Hurt Park, I was the first Miss Hurt Park.
Oh, yes.
That's what we used to do, have the May Days, and the little Kremlin slips were out during their time where your dresses
When was that?
What year was that? I don't remember.
You should bring those to the library.
I will.
So they can archive that with your story.
Okay, I will. What day would y'all like me to do that?
Well, now we can talk to Ashley when we leave.
Okay.
Okay. And you were Miss Hurt Park.
The first Miss Hurt Park. Mrs. Caldwell was the principal.
Sure was.
At Hurt Park.
Mrs. Caldwell. Beulah Caldwell.
Beulah Caldwell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's the principal then. Barbara Early, who was Barbara Brown. She was a teacher. Mary Hackley. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Kennedy was one of the teachers. Can't think who else. There were the teachers there because, like I said, it was a brand new school. Mm-hmm. So, well, I was the first Miss Report. Yeah.
Yeah, this is their first
May Day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even do that anymore. I don't think the schools do that.
Sure
don't.
It was so beautiful.
So you had everybody participate, all the parents. And back then, all the parents participated in the activities in the school. You know, the parents' meeting, they were there.
You looked forward to it.
It wasn't like, well, my mother can't come, my father can't come. They made sure that they were, you know, that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to keep you all. You all can have lunch, and I thank you all for talking to me. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
And
thank you for interviewing.